departments began the budget process in May and have been working to review past year's expenses, trying to forecast as much as possible the coming year's expenses and revenues. In August, we started having committees review budgets for their respective departments. Where we're at right now is the administrator's recommended draft. So it's important to recognize that it's really a recommendation to the board until Tuesday night. Tuesday night, the board will actually see the sum of the budget. They'll have some debate, and then at the end of that, once they've approved it, it'll become the board's recommended budget. At that point, it goes to public viewing for 30 days and won't be approved until some date in November.
And from a preliminary standpoint, are things looking good, bad, indifferent?
Well, so we're very happy to share that early in the year, we thought that the need for additional revenue would just be staggering. So we're really happy to share that hasn't proven to be true. So we are looking at ways to offset revenue losses from the state. So state distribution for property taxes have dropped 23% for the county. Distribution on income tax is down also. Matter of fact, we learned just yesterday that the motor fuel tax will be reduced for Mercer County for about another $58,000. So we continue to struggle on how do we keep the core operations of the county. Even today, we're making edits to the draft.
And that's basically, it comes down to the department heads basically looking at their budget and fine-tuning, and as they say, trying to get the biggest bang for the buck, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. So over the last 3 years, we've shifted considerably on the staffing for the county. So we're down several positions in several departments. The hiring practices and management practices have really saved us in overtime. We've held the departments flat for 3 years in a row on non-personnel expenses. Really, the core personnel expense for next year is just the negotiated labor increase that we face every year.